fucking safeguard.
What were you saying?
Well, I mean, do you want the spoiler or?
No.
Yeah.
No spoiler.
Airing every day from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Said I watched some wrestling. I watched a couple episodes of Game of Thrones. I was talking about the Kingsguard and...
I don't know. I heard Kingsguard and it made me think of Game of Thrones. What were you talking about?
When Jon Snow died.
Ah! Stop!
On 1340 WKGN.
Every time you're not paying attention, I come back with a Game of Thrones spoiler.
What kind of person spoils things for people who are in the middle of a season? It's like the most inhumane thing you can do as a person.
As a radio professional, the rudest thing you can do is not pay attention.
You said Kingsguard.
Yes, Kingsguard, Amon Shumpert.
Oh, I'm sorry. I missed the Sacramento Kings.
Hour three, kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. If you're missing the first 2 hours, check out the podcast. We had Kurt Magid on the air in hour one. You can do that on iTunes, SoundCloud, Stitcher, 245tech.com. 43% of cyber attacks are aimed at small to mid-sized businesses. Don't wait to become another statistic. 245tech.com will protect you. Trust them. We do. Cody McClure, hour three headlines, collision course. Right now.
Thanks, John.
Now, please, now.
Thanks, John. We don't do the music anymore?
No, people didn't like it. We got rid of it.
Oh, we did? When did that happen?
I'm usually a firm.
Like 2 weeks.
I'm usually a firm one bracket guy.
Well, I never have my headphones on, so.
I'm usually a firm one bracket guy, but I did enter a pool that had two entries, so I am doing a second one.
Oh, you got to be a one bracket guy.
Not this time. I'm a two bracket guy.
Oh, you got to be a one bracket
guy. I'm owning up to it right now. I'm a two bracket guy.
The thing I don't understand about the two brackets is, like, on the second bracket, what do you change? Do you just change the ones you flip-flopped on, or do you change everything completely?
I'm changing kind of what I flip-flopped on, but I'm also changing the things I was too scared to put in my real bracket.
Oh, so you're going a little ballsier.
Yeah, just because in your real one, you don't want to – there's certain picks that you want to see happen that you think will happen, but you don't want to lose points if you're wrong. At least that's the way I fill out my bracket. By the way, we were wrong. You have until 12:15 to save your brackets. Good job by Cam.
Thanks,
intern Cam. Tried to go read the rules and regulations, and the rules and regulations lied to him.
Cam calmed us all down a little bit.
You want to start with your headlines?
Advanced computer simulation models like Yale over LSU. This is coming from CBS Sports. There's this thing called Sportsline, okay? And it's stop. It's this thing called Sportsline. It's a computer model. It has accurately predicted 12 of the 18 first-round upsets by double-digit seeds in the last 3 years. So it's gotten two-thirds of them. I feel like that's pretty good. Only double-digit seeds.
That is pretty good.
It's an advanced computer simulation model, and this year it loves Yale over LSU.
Okay.
It had Loyola last year.
Over Miami or Tennessee?
Miami.
Okay. Good enough for me, I guess.
It had Buffalo over Arizona last year.
Okay.
And it had Butler over Arkansas. That was a 10-7 game, though. So I don't know if that one really...
If it loves it, it loves it, bro.
Yeah. Well, apparently it loves this year Yale over LSU. That is the pick, according to Sportsline's computer model, which has been very accurate. I'm trying to see what else it likes. It likes UCF over VCU. I think we all know that.
Okay. You want to keep talking about
this? Oh, they had Cincinnati over Houston, too, last week.
Okay.
So, the article wasn't laid out very well, but I think we all got to go pick Yale now. Mike Trout says he's elated to stay an Angel for years to come. Mike Trout and the Angels officially announced their 12-year contract, a record deal that keeps baseball's top player with Los Angeles for what likely will be the rest of his career. We talked about it. You know,
Mike Trout is not
million.
Going to retire with the Angels. They will trade him during some
point.
He says
he will.
They're going to trade him at some point during this. Like, no one stays forever. He's not going to retire an Angel. They're going to trade him eventually. Not to rain on anybody's parade, I'm sorry, but he's not going to be an Angel for life.
He might be an Angel afterlife. Do you believe in angels?
Yeah. Was that just your way of asking me if I'm religious?
No, I was just, I don't know.
I mean, can I say yes, I'm religious, but no, I don't believe in angels? That would be kind of hypocritical, no?
I don't know. Does it have to be one or the other?
I feel like it is.
Can you believe in angels and not believe in demons? Or do you have to believe in
no,
both?
No, that's what I always tell my dad. He gets mad because he says he doesn't believe in ghosts or spirits or like demons. I'm like, I thought you were religious. Dad, you believe in angels, don't you? You can't just have the good, buddy. If there's the good, there's got to be the evil. You can't just pick and choose what makes you feel good inside.
You can be religious and not believe in ghosts. Surely.
Spirits, man.
You can be religious and not believe in ghosts, but I think you have to believe in the demons.
Yeah.
You sounded really country at the start of that. You can be religious and still...
Did I really?
I swear that's how you sound. I've never heard you sound like that before. Cam caught it, too.
My bad.
President Obama wants to raise a tax on gasoline.
This is where I wanted to be all along, Mike Trout said. I've enjoyed my time as an angel and look forward to representing heaven, my teammates, and our fans for years to come.
I thought you were going to go with hell. No. Look forward to representing hell, the devil.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Trevor Siemian signs
sucks.
With the Jets. Yes, he does suck. He signs with the Jets, though, to back up Sam Darnold, replacing 39-year-old Josh McCown. New York has a new number two. He's more than a decade younger than Josh McCown. Trevor Siemian, probably not bad for a backup quarterback.
No, you could do worse as a backup.
Yeah, I mean, you could have Blaine Gabbert, for God's sake, you know. Bring in Trevor Siemian, not a bad look. I'm hoping Chad Kelly gets a job at some point.
Chad Kelly's not getting a job, bro.
Just
give it up.
Calm down.
Chad's done. He might get a job in the XFL in a couple years.
Just calm down.
He's done.
I'm going to need you to calm down.
He's over.
Calm down.
Swag Kelly will never play.
Can you chill?
High-level professional football again.
Just chill. Just chill. I still got like a month.
Don't tell me to chill. You chill.
I still got a month.
You chill. I'm chill.
You don't sound chill. I still got a month on my 2-year-old tweet that he could be top 15 in the league in passing. I still got a month. A lot of things can happen in 1 month. With Josh McCown unsure of whether he'll return for an 18th season, the Jets did land their new backup quarterback for Sam Darnold. Apparently, Trevor Siemian was a backup with the Vikings before this.
Yeah, that's true.
They signed him to a 1-year deal, according to Ian Rappaport. The contract worth $2 million, but Siemian can earn up to $3 million with incentives. What exactly is that other million in incentives for a backup quarterback?
And just if he has to play, I guess. I mean, Ryan Tannehill has that, too. Like, if he has to come in and play for the Titans and plays a certain amount of games, he gets a bunch of extra money, too.
I mean, for a backup, though, like, what could that include?
Probably just start 2 games or more, I would say.
Yeah. Don't throw any picks.
Win a game, something like that.
Come in and throw fewer picks than Nathan Peterman, and we'll give you $50,000. That could be one.
Maybe.
A woman has accused Cal players and staff of harassment. The University of California's athletic department has referred allegations of sexual harassment to its Office for the Prevention of Harassment and Discrimination, the school said Wednesday. Cal's response came after a former sports medicine intern in the athletic department outlined several alleged instances of sexual harassment she said involved unnamed Cal football players, coaches, and staff members. Cal says, we are very aware of the very disturbing public allegations made on social media. Allegations of sexual violence and sexual harassment by campus employees are confidential unless officials determine policy is violated and disciplinary action has been decided. Oh, they published her name here. That's kind of odd. P- Paige Cornelius wrote in a Facebook post in March 2018, she had medically withdrawn from school seeking intensive therapy and psychiatry for the post-traumatic stress syndrome and anxiety that happened from the time she spent working for the Cal football team.
I was looking at my bracket. Sorry. I mean, I heard Cal football team. I don't want to talk about sexual assault right now or whatever. It's bracket
just,
time.
It's just harassment, not assault. It's not quite as bad. So what do you want to talk about?
I mean, you can keep giving people the headlines. I just don't have anything to add. I mean, I got bigger fish to fry than what's going on in Cal.
And Konzo Martin coached there.
He did. That's true.
The Buccaneers hired two female assistant coaches.
Two actual positions or just like analysts or?
What? What are you?
You said they hired two coaches. Are they position coaches or are they going to just be like interns? I mean, there was the one coach who was in the league a couple years ago who was just kind of like a helper.
No, they're full-time female coaches.
I mean, do they have a position?
One is an assistant defensive line coach, and the other is an assistant strength and conditioning coach.
Okay. And wasn't there one a couple years ago? It was just like an intern, though. That was basically like they hired her, and it was groundbreaking, but she wasn't really on the actual staff.
Yeah, it was like an analyst kind of thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. Aren't the Bucs like the worst team in the NFL right now? Not the worst, no.
No, and I think they're going to be good with Bruce Arians. Oh, Bruce Arians was the guy who did it in Arizona, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So maybe he just is all about it. I think it was Arizona who hired that intern back in the day.
Lori Locust is her name. She's going to be an assistant defensive line coach.
Okay.
Will that work?
If she knows what she's talking about, I don't know.
Not to say it couldn't work, of course.
I mean, no, I mean it's a fair concern about putting a woman in a 99.9% male driven world.
Whoa. You said it, not me. James Harden dropped 50 last night against the Grizzlies.
57. 57. If I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, I mean it's his second 50-point game versus the Grizzlies. That's all the headlines said.
He's averaging like they've played four times, and he's averaging like 45 points against the Grizzlies this year.
That's like Grant Williams against Vanderbilt,
except four games instead of one.
Yeah, that's impressive.
And the professionals, and the Grizzlies aren't great, but they're not 0-18 in the SEC. Bad. One minute! Put your brackets in! Save them! 30 seconds! Any final changes I need to make? Any final changes do I need to make? Syracuse, Baylor.
10 seconds.
Who do I pick? Syracuse, Baylor.
Syracuse.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Baylor. Lock that in!
Baylor, I picked Baylor. All right, we've tipped off Louisville, Minnesota, game one.
Off to a good start if you picked Louisville.
Oh, my God, you're not. Just relax. You're perfect bracket guy, aren't you? Bracket is still perfect through four games.
Still perfect. Look here.
My bracket is still perfect.
Great coverage here on the stream.
We're not on the stream. We have to do the antenna, and it has to be placed in the right way.
Well, and it's terrible coverage.
And I didn't have time to, like, wiggle it and try to figure out where it's at.
It's got to be out from the TV, Nate said.
Well, if you want to figure it out, go for it.
No.
It's good enough. We can watch it. It's good enough, okay? I did the best I could.
All right.
Did the best I could.
Fine.
These last 40 minutes will be long, but we're tipped off, and the tournament is gone. Brackets are locked. All right, Cody, I feel good talking to you about my bracket now.
All right, well, tell me what you got.
Oh, thought you were going to say you didn't care about it.
Oh no, I still care.
Let me go to my pool. Let me look at my pool. Who? Wow. I mean, I know it is a, you know, I am surrounded by Tennessee fans, but I got like 60 people in my pool. Surprising amount of people picked Tennessee to win it all.
I don't think that's surprising.
I didn't think it'd be that many.
There's a bunch of Tennessee fans in there.
I know, but I mean, did you pick Tennessee to win it all?
Absolutely not.
Well, there you go. You wouldn't even do it for free. This one has money stakes tied to it. Haha, just kidding. Entertainment purposes only if you're listening, cops. But
what makes you think that mine's for free?
The one you told me about Nathan Odom yesterday was free. I didn't know if you were in another one.
I got a lot of other brackets besides that one.
Oh, okay.
I'm in like 8 groups.
Oh, my bad.
Want me to be in your group?
It's too late. It's locked.
No. You can't join groups after...
I mean, you might actually be able to if, as a commissioner, but I'm not letting you in because I gave you an opportunity.
I don't want to be in anyway.
Intern Cam, see if you can figure out the wiggle this thing until we get good a good setup. Do we think ESPN didn't let Trump do a bracket? Is that what we think happened? Like, is it liberal ESPN not letting them do it?
No, it's Trump. It's all on Trump. If Trump wanted to do a bracket, they would have let him do a bracket.
It would have been awkward to see Andy Katz in there.
Was he a big liberal?
I mean, I don't know, but they say the station, probably. You know, they say the network is in general. It would have been funny. Oh, good job by you, Cam. You fixed it pretty quickly.
I just think that was an Obama thing. Like, I don't think every president from here on out is going to do a bracket.
Obama did like to play up the whole, look at me, I love basketball type of thing.
Republicans don't like filling out brackets, apparently. But they do buy sneakers.
I need to hurry up and get into the good stuff of this tournament. I'm already bored of it. 4 minutes in, I haven't seen very much madness. Can we get the good stuff going yet, please?
Do the brackets completely lock, as in you can't change any picks?
Yeah, you can't change anything. There is one guy.
You can change.
No, you can't change anything.
You can't change anything? You
can't change anything.
Even the games that haven't started?
Even the games that haven't started, you can't change anything.
Oh, really? I forgot to do that Yale pick. Oops. Well, I'm pulling for LSU big. Go Tigers! How'd I forget that? Yeah, 14's not beating a 3.
No, it never happens.
No, it's not going to happen.
Ever.
So what's up? Oh, no. Did you see this news about Johnny Manziel?
No.
This is heartbreaking. Johnny Manziel, man.
Starting in Memphis? Is he starting this weekend or something?
No, this is serious. This is heartbreaking.
Oh, I do see it.
You knew he had a lot of trouble in his life.
I do see it.
Apparently his wife, Bree, has taken down all of her pics with him off Instagram. And she removed Manziel from her bio.
Wow. She must really not like barbecue in Memphis. She must really not want to have to move there. Was the CFL that much better, Bree?
I don't know. She's too good for him, though. I mean, Johnny Manziel's cool, but she's got to be too good for him. She's like that extra level.
No, we've
attractive. Talked
about her before.
She's
got pictures where she looks really good, but then she's got others where she looks very average.
But she's got that natural.
She only has 100,000 Instagram followers, bro. Like,
but she's got the natural beauty. She's got that model face.
She's got a little bit of Megan Fox going in this picture that's getting used on this story.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what I mean by the model face, though?
Let's squeeze in. Should we squeeze in a couple of Tennessee football news? There's a couple of things going on right now. Should we squeeze that in at all?
Like Kenneth George Jr.?
There's that. There's the over in, I guess, was it the House yesterday or the Senate? I don't know. One of the branches of the local state government passed alcohol at Tennessee, like at colleges. That happened. There is, I mean, Vols redshirt, Kenneth George Jr. I've never heard of this guy, right?
No.
Arrested for punching a police officer in Miami. I saw some videos coming out of Miami. Is Miami the new PCB? Like, what the hell's going on out there? That did not
probably
look fun. That looked scary. The brawls out there. Like, I don't want to sound like a punk, but I was like, man, that does not look fun.
But Miami doesn't look fun.
I mean, the spring break that I saw, like, there was, I mean, we got Kenneth George Jr., a red shirt junior. I've never heard of him. We got him punching a cop. There was a Twitter video I saw of, like, a eight-person brawl out in the sand, which, by the way, the sand is not a fun place to fight.
No.
I don't know if you saw the one guy who was on the ground, but he came up with sand all over his face, and I could think of nothing worse than being bleeding while sand is getting in your wound, in your eyes. That just seems like a bad time.
That's spring break, man. Things happen.
So Tennessee's got a player that's probably, I mean, I would assume this is a no-brainer. You get charged with punching a police officer on spring break, and you're a redshirt junior that no one's heard of, you get kicked off the team, right?
Yeah, no one's ever heard of this guy.
Kenneth George.
Now, if this was Juwan Jennings, of course, you find a way to work it out.
Kenny George. Kenny George was the big guy from UNC, like Greensboro, right? Like the big, like 7'5" guy that Tyler Hansbrough dunked all over that one time.
I don't think this is him.
But wasn't that a name? There's some reason the name Kenny George is standing out to me. I want to say he was the big, like 7'5" guy or whatever that played like at UNC. Was it UNC Greensboro?
7'7", 370, UNC Asheville.
Asheville. Tennessee played against him. And you would think at 7'7", he would be better, but no, he was terrible.
9.3 points a game and 5.4 rebounds.
He got jammed on all by Tyler Hansbrough.
My God, what was his name?
Kenny George.
In 2008, in his second season, he jumped up to 20 points a game. So he
really?
found his way.
Okay.
He was 7'7"?
I feel like he should be in the NBA somewhere. I mean, I guess not now. Back in the 90s, him and Sean Bradley would have been a big rivalry, but now, like, you know, the spacing and the athleticism, he was before his time, I guess.
Oh, wow. He should make that list of freaks that we published. You remember the one we came out with talking about, like, the greatest freaks ever?
Kenny George at 7'7"?
He's got to be on that list. 7'7"?
He's a big boy.
Gosh, when I see guys that tall, I'm just like, you know, you just got to tip your hat. It's like, wow, you are an impressive human.
His Wikipedia page goes all the way up to 7'9".
Maybe he's got one of those diseases where he keeps growing.
The basketball reference page just said 7'7", but the
Is this guy
Wikipedia
still alive? Those guys like that usually die out.
Well, that's sad. All right, Ben Lee, you got your this or that topics?
Yeah. We got the first tournament weekend round.
Okay. First tournament round versus NBA NFL divisional playoffs.
Yes. Madden or 2K? Watermelon or cantaloupe?
All right, sounds good. We'll come back. We'll play this or that next. Stick with us as Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. You can get with this or you can get with that. You can get with this or you can get with that. This. That. This. That. This. That.
This.
Come on. All right, it's time for the best debate segment in Knoxville from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It's time for this or that on Fox Sports Knoxville. You guys ready to kick this off?
Yeah,
absolutely.
I'm on, like, what, a seven game win streak, something like that.
I don't know.
It's gotten up there.
We need to keep the running tally. We've probably played this what 40 times by now. Is that right? Is that too many?
It's probably too few.
Too few.
We've been doing this for over a year.
Have we done this over a year?
I think we started it like a year ago.
Wow, it's a long time. You've probably won, if we've done it 50 times, probably won 27.
Cody won the first, like, 10.
You guys had, like, a little shtick where you won the first 10, and then finally
it wasn't a shtick.
finally broke through. So I would say after that, let's say we had 30, I've probably won, like you said, 27. You've won probably.
I was talking out of 50.
You've probably won three since then.
No, I was thinking like out of 50.
We could just call it 27-3. I'm in the lead.
That's not. No.
Feels like it.
It's not that bad.
Let's probably pretty close to that.
Let's get to the show. Let's get to the game.
All righty.
All right. First up, which is better, the first round of the NCAA tournament or the divisional round in the NFL?
The NCAA tournament is better because nobody's paying attention. It brings everyone together. Like if you're talking about the NFL divisional rounds, it's fun, sure, but it's only a handful of games. This starts at noon. It goes all day and all night Thursday, all day and all night Friday. So it's a longer event. It's a bigger event. And everybody's engaged in it because everybody fills out a bracket. So everybody's, you know, they're scrambling to look at their bracket. They're looking at their bracket groups. It allows people who normally wouldn't be involved in something like this to be involved and to have a stake in it because of the bracket. And it makes it more fun. You don't have anything to look at like that with the divisional playoffs.
The NFL is better than college basketball. I mean, that's pretty simple, right? And when you get down to the divisional round, you have the final eight teams. You have the best eight teams in football. We as a nation, we prefer football to basketball, correct? Cody, what do you like better, basketball or football?
Basketball.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
Look at me, Cody. Which do you like better?
I don't have to look at you. All that matters is what people are hearing on the radio.
Basketball or football? Which one's better?
Basketball, John. Basketball.
You get the top eight best football teams in the world going at each other all day. You get the Saturday, Sunday doubleheaders. It's a better product. It's a better sport. And it's, you know, you're closer to a championship. Those games mean more. You get paid professionals versus half these kids we've never heard of before.
They're
we'll never hear
paid.
Of again.
Some of them are paid.
We'll never hear from them. We've never heard of before.
That's
we'll never hear
of
them again.
That's the beauty of it. They get to showcase what they're all about. These guys you've never heard. Let's say some kid from Iona, right? Some kid from Northern Kentucky. Just some kid that nobody's ever heard of gets to play on CBS, on the big stage, in front of America. He gets his moment to shine. Whereas in the NFL, these teams, you see them every week.
Name one player from Loyola's team last year.
It doesn't matter if you can name one.
You're talking about getting a chance to shine.
It's called one shining moment.
I don't remember.
It's not a moment a year later.
I don't remember any of the players getting to shine last year from Loyola.
Because it's one shining moment.
None of them got to shine. They went to the Final Four. No one remembers one of their players. You just remember the old lady that went with them.
That's why they call it one shining moment, because nobody remembers them a year later. You're right. You're right about that. But the fact that these kids get to showcase their abilities on the biggest stage, otherwise they never would get to. It provides that opportunity for these small schools, these Bucknells, these Northern Iowas, these kids that no one else otherwise would ever see get to have their moment on the big stage in front of America. And that's what makes it so exciting, because the teams come out of nowhere and they bust up these brackets and everybody talks about it. Nobody talks about the divisional round. And you say, just because you like football better as a sport, well, let me tell you something. In hockey, in the NHL playoffs, the product is better than college basketball, too.
This seems like gerrymandering.
No, listen. In hockey, the product is better in the NHL playoffs, too. Just because the product is better doesn't mean it's more exciting.
But we as a society like basketball more than hockey. You kind of just proved my point.
Well, we as a society might like basketball more than football.
Have you watched any of this Louisville, Minnesota game?
I watched that guy just barrel through, man.
Well, not yet, because we're talking on the radio.
Elbow first.
It's not very good. There are too many teams I don't care about. There are too many teams that just don't mean anything to me. In the NFL divisional rounds, you care about all eight of those teams. Better product. Better games.
Let me put it this way, Ben.
Football's better than basketball.
Ben, you could never play in the NFL, right? But if you were a
But you could be a D1 athlete.
I could never play in the NCAA.
Could Ben be a D1 athlete?
Hear me out. If you were a foot and a half taller and you had played basketball throughout high school, it's not inconceivable to think that you could have gone on and played for Creighton.
I mean, yeah, if I was over 7 feet tall.
It's more likely that you could have played for Creighton than you playing for the Seattle Seahawks, right?
Unless you gained another, half a foot and, 60 pounds of muscle, and you got a lot faster, then you could have been there too.
What I'm saying is, by and large, it's
this
a lot.
This does feel like gerrymandering.
What I'm saying, Ben, by and large, it's a lot of average kids who go and play for these small schools, very small schools, and they get their opportunity, and they get put on CBS, just like the NFL players. Wow. One shining moment.
The first round of the NCAA tournament is a lot more fun than divisional rounds in football. Point to Cody there.
I think you don't just get the answer. You have to judge on who argued better. He's talking about hockey, you being a foot taller. This isn't just who you agree with. This isn't let Ben make the decision.
Think about who's being mean to you right now.
I mean, no wonder. Do you know what this game is? It's about who argues better.
I'm not being angry.
I thought Cody argued a great
point. No, you didn't. You talked about him gerrymandering. Right before you made the decision, you said, this does feel a lot like gerrymandering. Well, point to Cody.
You could lower your voice a bit.
Just like the NCAA tournament. I don't know. Yeah. Next up, Madden or 2K?
2K is a better game. It is... shooting is more fast-paced. You get to play offense every other possession. Sure, defense on 2K is not that fun, but it's fast-paced. Madden, there's nothing worse at Madden than being on the field on defense and someone just kind of driving down or finding a glitch play that you can't stop. 2K feels a little bit fair. Ben, you probably remember how it feels whenever we played NCAA football. I mean, I know it's a different game, but when you couldn't stop me and I just kept scoring and scoring and scoring, you had to have just been going out of your mind, like so frustrated.
Kind of a back and forth
game. I would think a guy like you, who considers himself to be very smart, would appreciate a game like Madden more because of the strategy. In 2K, you're just roaming around the court looking for a shot. You're like, oh, can I shoot here? Can I shoot there? Can I shoot here? Can I shoot there? Maybe I'll pass. Maybe I'll shoot. Eventually, you just shoot the ball, and that gets monotonous. It gets old. Madden, you got to have some strategy. You know, you got to know which plays to call. You got to scroll through those playbooks and know how to beat your opponent. It takes more strategy. It takes more brain power. Chess, not checkers.
Yeah, but I mean, the game 2K, you're my player is way better on 2K than it is in Madden. The Madden 2K thing, or the Madden my player thing, excuse me, is not fun. You can't. It's hard to run an NFL franchise. It's not as fun as the actual gameplay of 2K. It's really fun to like have your own franchise, and you can actually like draft, and the free agents matter a lot more. Just the actual gameplay of 2K is much better.
How do you play 2K? Do you ever play like against other people, or you just play?
I can play online, but I also like doing the franchise mode too. I told you, I like gutting teams
but
and drafting,
and just play by yourself
on 2K.
Yeah,
no, not always. You can easily play online.
I know, but I'm saying you don't have, like, a league for it, though, do you? Like, do you have a 2K league?
I don't know. Do I?
That your patrons play in?
I don't know. Do I?
Because you had a Madden league.
Do I have a 2K?
You had a Madden
league. Are you confident? Are you confident I don't have one?
I don't know. That's why I'm
asking
you.
Are you willing to risk the entire point on it?
That's why I'm asking you. Uh-oh. Do you have a 2K league?
Are you willing to risk the entire point?
Yeah, I'll call your bluff. I am willing to risk the point.
What about both points?
You bet. I'll call your bluff.
Both points?
You
both remaining points?
League.
Both points?
I'll call your bluff.
Does a tournament count? It wasn't a full season. Does a tournament count?
No, it's a league. You got to have a league. I specified.
I'm asking Ben. You're the
I'm
ruler
calling
here.
Your bluff.
Does a tournament count?
I think the league is a little bit different than like a full-on tournament.
Well,
but
he had a full-season Madden league. He does not have that in 2K.
That's because that's because the NFL season is 16 games compared to 82.
Well, that would you could have done it.
No, it would have been impossible to have an 82-game league.
I'm going to call that a push. I'm going to call it a push.
That's not because of the. That's not because of
the point for calling his bluff.
You could never organize that many people to play 82 games.
You don't even play Madden. You still play NCAA football from 10 years ago.
Excuse me. I play Madden all the time.
You still play NCAA football from, what, 2012?
It doesn't matter.
13?
Ben called it a push. I called your bluff. I should have got the point, but. Anyway,
2K as a whole is a better game. They make it more and more lifelike every year. Madden has kind of been sticking with the same product every single time.
You just called a push. I called
the tournament versus the Madden League a push because you can't get that many people to play 82 games.
Fair judgment, buddy.
Yeah.
I mean, it was really tough to get people to play 16 games of Madden. Like
yeah.
Me.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
Last up to decide the game. John's bracket or Cody's bracket?
I got to go with John's bracket. John knows a lot more about basketball. He's watched a lot more games. He's smarter than Cody. He's studied all the teams more than Cody has. He's more trustworthy. Cody just basically looks at it and he's like, I don't know this one. I don't know this one. I'll pick this team, that team. Got to go with John's bracket. There's no doubt it'll end up being more accurate. Who doubts that? Really, who doubts that?
Hey, I'm Cody. I did pick LSU to lose to Troy, and
as you can see, he did have that pick, right? So
Poor argument.
Could translate to college sports, basketball, football. Although I will say, like, he does make a good point. I am smarter. I do know more about basketball. His picking is basically just built off of seeds. You know, when you asked him to explain some things, he didn't really know. But now that I'm talking about it, doesn't that sound like the typical bracket winner? We always make the joke, Susan in your office who picks off mascots in pretty colors, she usually wins the bracket pools. Cody's going through this just blind and happy.
Cody doesn't know what a pick and roll is, for God's sake. He hears the term all the time, and he still, to this day, has no idea how to define a pick and roll.
I know, but that's the beauty of March Madness, right? Everyone has a bracket. Everyone is able to make a pick. That's what's fun about it. And usually that's who wins your office pool. So me overthinking it way too much. I mean, I had Nevada in the Elite Eight. My Sweet 16 matchup is Nevada versus Buffalo to see who gets to play Gonzaga. So, I mean, like.
Who are you saying by my?
Mine, John Reed. So, like, Cody, much smarter, probably.
We were talking in third person.
Probably has ones and twos all throughout the Elite Eight. That's much more likely to win. Cody's bracket, despite his knowledge being a lot worse and him being much, much dumber and not knowing what a pick and roll is, he'll probably luck into a better bracket just because that's usually how March Madness pools go. Cody's bracket's probably going to be better than mine.
And if that were to happen, really, you could say ultimately Cody was smarter, but that's probably not going to happen, Ben. Who do you trust to give you advice? Be smart about it, Ben. Who do you trust to give you advice, John or Cody? Cody will end up driving you off a cliff and you'll just burn to death.
John has Maryland in the Elite Eight. Maryland in
that
the Elite Eight.
That is a bad pick by John. I will agree
Maryland with that. Maryland in the Elite Eight. Cody has Belmont, a Tennessee school, beating them in the first round. I have Maryland in the Elite Eight. Cody's bracket sounds much better than mine.
Cody thinks Old Dominion is going to win in the first round for what it's worth.
Old Dominion is going to win in the first round. I agree. I co-sign. Nova's going down.
John co-signs.
I'm going to go with Cody's bracket.
All right, point for me. What do you know?
How do you?
Maryland to the Elite
Eight. Maryland to the Elite Eight. Are you kidding me?
What kind of idiot would do that?
I feel like you just lied about that to win the game.
No, I have Maryland in the Elite Eight.
That's a horrible pick. So I lose even though I...
You have the better bracket, but John argued.
How do I lose?
You didn't
see
that?
How can I lose
that? You didn't see that coming, huh? Plot twist. You didn't know I had Maryland in the Elite Eight, huh?
I guess if you're going to be ballsy enough to have Maryland in the Elite Eight, I got to give it to you on that. I am going to have a better bracket.
Well, point for me. Another victory. Victory is mine. Last call on the other side is Talk Sports. It's Fan Run Radio. Last call is brought to you by our friends at Volunteer Vodka. Got an update. Volunteer Vodka just competed in the Berlin International Taste Competition.
In Germany?
I don't know if it was actually in Germany. I don't know if they went to Germany. I don't know what was going on exactly. But I do know that they won the bronze medal in the entire world for best vodka.
Volunteer Vodka continuing to tear down walls.
19 countries, over 300 entries. They lost to a distillery in Alaska and one in Nova Scotia. So, damn it, Volunteer Vodka is still the undefeated continental U.S. best vodka of the world. Pick you up a bottle at your local package store. I got it at some restaurants, too. If you're at a restaurant, stop by and look for Volunteer Vodka at the bar as well. All right, pump the brakes or keep rolling. Cody Mack,
second.
First, second, third, fourth. What number would you like to go?
Second.
Second? Jordan Bone, quote, about last year's NCAA tournament.
Okay.
Just a lot of pain, a lot of regret. This group has a lot of motivation to not let that happen again.
I should have rolled on that one. Powerball, getting out of hand. Is that, you done?
I'm Michael Jordan. Stop it. Get some help.
It has now grown to $625 million after no winners in the latest drawing.
Admiral.
You probably should have rolled on mine, too.
Admiral Schofield has a quote about last year's loss in the NCAA tournament. I thought that was your favorite player.
Jordan Bone was my favorite player, and his quote was underwhelming.
You should have rolled on Bone, stopped on Admirals.
Did Admirals say we're going to whip their ass? Because I'd love to hear that.
No, no, the quote does not make you feel good, honestly.
Oh.
No, it doesn't.
Stop.
No, it's too late.
Nah.
Respect the game. Updates on the funeral of mob boss Frankie Boy. One brave reporter showed up to try to get, you know, ask some questions, get some answers about the slang. It turns out it wasn't a mob hit. It turned out to just be apparently the scorned lover of Frankie Boy's niece, I guess. Frankie Boy has a niece, and I guess they wouldn't let her date this guy. So he gets mad, and he comes out and kills her uncle. And then gets caught because he had, like, rammed into a car and was still driving the car, and they had, you know, put two and two together, and his whole family's probably dead now. But one reporter shows up, some guy from ABC, quote, was asking a question in the office, and a mob guy said, "Get the bleep out of here before I blow your bleeping head off," the worker said.
Hmm.
That'd be a tough assignment to draw. Hey, Scott. You doing? You know that one assignment I gave you. Hold off on that one. I need you to go out to this funeral for me. It's an interesting case. His name's Francesco. Francesco Cali. He goes by Frankie Boy. I need you to try to go get to the bottom of this. Did not go well.
You think the mob still controls things?
Yeah. Like how big of things? I don't know, but yeah.
Some things.
Yeah.
Do you think the Illuminati's real?
No. No, I don't.
Do you think all the presidents are actually from the same bloodline?
No. No, I don't. What the hell? Is that a thing?
Yeah, that's a theory.
I mean, I guess we're all technically from... Didn't we all get traced back to one woman in Africa's DNA or something like that? Isn't that a thing?
Yep.
So, I mean, I guess technically, yes. I mean, we're all... We're all a little inbred, I guess. I mean, right?
Well,
we all have the same woman's blood in us, right? I mean,
no matter whether you subscribe to evolution or the Bible, either way, that's I mean, the answer is yes, isn't it?
I guess.
Because if it was just Adam and Eve, then then they had their kids, and then they had to, you know, hook up, right? So,
did Adam and Eve have kids? Is that what happened there?
I don't know.
Cain and Abel.
Yeah, I was gonna say. Didn't
he kill some?
Cain kills Abel, and then gets banished from the lands they're in.
Well, how do the other people come about?
Well, that's where there's like actually some like hiccups there. It's like because he's banished from their land. And he says like anybody that finds me will kill me, and it's like, well, aren't there only supposed to be three people on the earth?
All right, makes sense.
I don't know. Either way, we had to the genes had to spread somehow or another, right? So,
Louisville, Minnesota is heating up. It's starting to rain some threes now.
Yeah, Louisville with a big shot there. A man was forced to shorten his fence, and he got sweet revenge. Pop your brakes! A man in Santa Rosa, California, was forced to reduce the size of his fence. He got payback on City Hall with the help of some naked mannequins. Jason Windus had built a 6-foot-tall fence to keep his two dogs in his yard. "Put the fence together for my dogs so they had a place to run," he said. However, the city ordered him to cut his $9,000 fence in half after a neighbor filed a complaint with the city claiming it obstructed the view of oncoming traffic for drivers at an intersection. The city agreed. They ordered him to cut the fence in half, which he said he didn't consider fair.
It's not fair.
As you drive through the neighborhood, you'll notice that nobody else had to cut down their fence but mine, he says. So, to get revenge, he put a bunch of naked mannequins out in his yard so that everyone who drives by has to see the mannequins.
Yeah, okay. All right. Not bad, I guess.
Lots of, they were female mannequins, apparently, so lots of fake boobs just hanging out over the fence.
Chinese woman tries a new homemade IV drip.
Yep.
Almost dies as she was trying to put fruit juice in her veins.
Fruit juice, huh?
She wanted fruit juice. Tried to put it in her veins, I guess. You know, I can inject this in my veins. Tried to make her own, IV drip.
And she almost died?
Did not go well.
How did she almost die?
Caused a severe infection of liver, kidney, and heart damage.
Isn't that weird? You can inject drugs into your veins, but not fruit juice?
I thought fresh fruits were nutritious and it would do no harm, she says. Cody kind of agrees. Man, people put drugs in their veins all the time. Why can't I put some fruit in there? All right. It's optional. It's about to broadcast live from Elkmont Exchange. Watch the tournament with us. Stay locked in on Fan Run Radio.